My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I hope you'll take the time to do something good for yourself today, something healthy, you know, kind of fit it into the everyday routine. And of course, during the holiday season, finding some time for ourselves can sometimes be a little bit difficult. But, you know, if you take a little time out every day just to breathe, just to kind of decompress and something that's just for you, you'll actually do a lot better in the holiday season of craziness that's going on around us right now. The funny thing is, it starts and all of a sudden it's crazy and then it's gone. So just remember, no matter what you're dealing with and how much stress you're under right now, and you know how many deadlines you've got going and how many presents you have to purchase and all that kind of stuff going on, just remember, before you know it, it'll be the new year and you'll be starting all over again. And all this will just be in the rearview mirror as you pack it all up and put it away. So enjoy every part of your holiday season and try to take something good for yourself on a daily basis. Because, you know, nobody deserves anything better than you. You know, you've worked hard all year long, you know, but sometimes we have put ourselves into the back so far that we have truly, you know, just forgotten just the little things that could make our lives so much better. And I'm really excited that we actually have the availability of, you know, as we get older, taking care of ourselves and putting ourselves into this priority position. You know, we're not really good at it, you know, because we have too many other things we think are more important and more pressing. But try to take the most out of the holiday season for yourself because you deserve it. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, talking about these things every day, stress and anxiety and the craziness of just trying to get healthy and all the things that we try to put together on our own. You know, we have to remember that sometimes, you know, we have to ask questions. Sometimes the guessing, it's not going to cut it. We need to make sure that we've got the right information. I bring you the relevant topics for today's world every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guest in the natural products industry as well, the ones that are out there helping to not only help with things like formulating our products that we use, but also teaching and educating and doing studies and bringing all this great information to us so that we know the products we should be picking for our own individual situation. And that's another thing to remember. We're all different. And because something is working particularly well for someone, it may work exactly the same way for you. Or by asking questions, you may find that you need to be following a completely different route and a completely different path and a completely different regimen. But you wouldn't know that if you didn't ask. And you need to know where to go because you want to make sure you're getting the right information. That's why every day I remind you to go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. So longevity, yeah, they definitely got that under control. They're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. So they do it right with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection of only the best of the best high integrity products. And above and beyond that, they make sure that they're there to work with you, have those great dialogues, and be able to answer your questions. You may find that you're heading in completely the wrong direction that you might want to head in. And by having a great conversation, you know, you may have overlooked one of those paths at the forks in the road that we've hit. But, you know, a little backup, you know, a little rear view mirror, a little reverse, and then heading down another path, and all of a sudden things start falling into place. But they don't happen if you don't ask and you don't pursue information, because it's just that important. Stay Healthy, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon to use on your next visit. Leave your email address, start getting newsletters, and, of course, give them a big thumbs up on Facebook because it's a great way to stay connected with the store. And remember, their end-of-the-year baskets, there's two big baskets full of products from all the companies that we work with during the year. So you definitely want to go in there. That would be a great Christmas present, New Year's present for someone that's, you know, really trying to not only get healthy, but also maybe spread all that good stuff around to your friends and family. And all you have to do is go in and say, I want to enter to win. And they'll give you a slip to fill out for that drawing. Well, today we're going to be doing a Q&A, and the reason I got to do a Q&A because so many of you have sent me questions for my guest, Jay Levy, about Kyolic and about some of the products that we have in the line. I couldn't believe how many came in from the last show, so we're going to address them, and hopefully Jay is on board for answering some questions today. Background, if it's your first time tuning in, this gentleman definitely has an extensive background. Jay is the Director of Sales at Wakanaga of America in Mission Viejo, California. He is highly educated, to say the least, in the nutritional arena and has been in our industry for more than 30 years. During this time, he was the regional Southwest sales manager, working in the Texas area from 1989 to 1992. Then he transferred to California as Western Division sales manager until the end of 1995. In early 1996, he was promoted again to national sales manager in 2003, once again promoted to director of sales, a position of which he currently holds. Jay is pretty well known all across the industry for his humorous and his captivating talks with health food groups, consumers, and retailers. He has extensive experience in the training of health food store employees on the technical aspects as well as the benefits of Kyolic aged garlic extract. He's also spoken at several international sales meetings in California and abroad, as well as appeared on live television and conducted live radio broadcast. And we get the pleasure of having him here on my show every single month. And it's always great when I open my book and I say, oh, good, it's a Jay Day. So I get to talk with him today. So help me welcome my guest, Jay Levy. Hello there, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, Jeffrey. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Happy holiday season.
Yeah, thank you so much. Boy, it's came on quick, didn't it?
You know, it's the darndest thing. It's like you see it coming, and then it's Halloween, and all of a sudden it's almost Christmas, and then it's New Year, and boom. It's so fast. They say it's because we're getting older, but I'm not going there. How are you? How's everything?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know, like I said, we're in wintertime now, and I'm noticing a lot more people are, you know, having immune issues, a lot more coughing, a lot more sneezing, a lot more. So it's, the beginning of that season. So it's time to enjoy and relax and celebrate the holidays, but also don't forget to take care of yourself.
You know, and I think a lot of people will say the same thing. Every year I hear it, and I've been hearing it for 3.5-4 decades now, and people will say, you know, I got so busy, and I got wrapped up, and I didn't take my vitamins, and it got away from me, and I was eating badly and eating lots of sugar, going to the holiday parties, and now I'm flat on my back. And, you know, and I'm like, you can't do that. You don't get to – it's like saying I want to run my car without putting gas and oil in it. You know, you got to keep putting the stuff in your system. I mean, how much time, honestly, does it take to stop and take your supplements? I've actually got in my car and was in the driveway, and I'm like, nope, and I go back in, and I take the stuff I needed to take because I know what happens with me. I'll run myself into the ground, and I'll get sick, and I'm no good to me. I'm no good to anybody else if I'm sick.
Yeah, no, I hear you say it all the time. You know, you can't forget. You can't deny yourself. You have to do the things to take care of yourself, or there will be trouble.
You know, the last time we did a show, I had an outpouring of questions that came in. I always do, but not like this. This was crazy. So you must have been really, really awesome that day. And we must have had a great conversation.
Well, I was thinking just the opposite. Nobody understood what I was saying, so they're asking all these questions.
No, I think you piqued interest because every question was kind of like a, what do you think? And what do you think about this? And you mentioned this. Would this be – so do you mind hitting some of these questions with me today?
Oh, no, I love it. I love it. Thank you.
All righty. Let's just jump in. Jeff, I heard you and Jay today talking about blood pressure. My doctor has me on medication, the fourth medication in the last 6 months. Nothing is working. He told me I could do anything I wanted nutritionally and that I should change my diet. So my diet has changed. I'm exercising. My stress is under control because I quit my unhealthy job. I have a new job that's wonderful. I heard you talking about something for blood pressure. Two questions. I will, of course, share this with my doctor, but number two, will the products from Kyolic work with the medication that he's unsuccessfully giving me? I love this question.
Yeah. Well, you've heard me answer this question before. So,
of course.
Unfortunately, as we know, hypertension, high blood pressure, is one of the major cardiovascular risk factors. Well, I would say it is the major cardiovascular risk factor that is the hardest to have a positive impact on. Obviously, you know, the things that all of us need to do, watch your diet, eat healthy, get plenty of rest, drink water, exercise, all those things, you got to do those if you want to get blood pressure under control. You absolutely, it's imperative. You have to do them. Hypertensive medication, not super, super successful. So with that said, we look at the 850 peer-reviewed published papers on the efficacy of Kyolic aged garlic extract and the impact on major cardiovascular risk factors. And when we do research at major hospitals, universities in the United States, typically when they do research on cardiovascular health, they have to do research on an unhealthy population, meaning the people that we're doing research on have had heart attacks, they have high blood pressure, they have high cholesterol, they're on blood thinners. Everything imaginable, these people, you know, are having these problems. If you do research on a healthy population, you don't see any results. So my point in saying this is these patients that are in these research studies at these major universities and hospitals are on hypertensive medication, mm-hmm. cholesterol medication, blood thinners, all those things. So what we do in these double-blind, placebo-controlled studies is half the population get aged garlic extract and the drug therapy that they're on, and half get placebo and the drug therapy they're on. And to answer the question from the listener, there are no contraindications with aged garlic extract and any cardiovascular medication, none that we've seen, none that we know. However, I always say this, and I think you will say the same, Jeffrey, is let your doctor know
yep.
what you're doing. Don't stop your medication. You can absolutely take it as an adjunct therapy, perfectly safe, no problem. And more times than not, you will see better results taking aged garlic extract along with the medication.
Perfect. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Because that's a big one. And that's one that a lot of people do ask about because it's an issue that, you know, comes on and a lot of people don't know where it comes from. And once they start analyzing their lifestyle and everything else that's going on, you know, pretty well spelled out for them, you know, because it is stress and inactivity and sometimes genetic and, you know, just a lot of different things. So I like the idea of, you know, having this in your system anyway, but being able to comfortably bring it in and, of course, sharing it with your practitioner. Good points. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
Next, this one's on cholesterol. It says, I've been using a statin for a couple years now. I finally listened, Jeff, about 3 months ago and started going Mediterranean that you suggested. I've taken lecithin. I'm making a smoothie in the morning. I'm walking 45 minutes to an hour every night. I've dropped about 30 pounds. I feel awesome. My cholesterol is still a little elevated. The statin did nothing until I started actually doing my changes on my side. You mentioned Kyolic garlic for cholesterol. Is there a certain one that you recommend? Because I do want to bring it in. I did do this years ago, and I don't know what happened. I ran out and never replaced it. You said there's a lot of formulas. Which one would be the best for me for working with my statin while I still have to take it, but helping to bring my levels into normal or balance?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Well, before we get into which formula to take, and the listeners probably heard this, and Jeffrey, I think for the most part, you will agree with this. We've had this conversation many times. You know, high cholesterol is not really an issue. It's oxidized cholesterol. It's hardening in the arteries. It's atherosclerosis. That's the problem. It is a documented fact that half the people that have heart attacks have normal cholesterol levels.
Yep.
So we know that cholesterol, some people just, their body just produces more cholesterol than others. It's heredity or whatever. Cholesterol is an essential lipid for life. It's in every structure and function in the body. You have to have it. It's a good thing. High cholesterol, not a bad thing, unless you have some plaque formation, hardening of the arteries, atherosclerosis. Then it absolutely is a problem. But high cholesterol itself, you have to watch it, of course, but not half the people that have high cholesterol are perfectly safe. So to answer the question, all of the aged garlic extract formulas will have a positive impact on your LDL cholesterol levels, every single one of them. However, with that said, it probably makes more sense, to take one of the formulas that is, specifically geared towards cardiovascular health. R104, you mentioned that you take Lefsen. R104 formula is aged garlic extract and Lefsen, so that makes sense. The 100 formula is just straight aged garlic extract, which has a positive impact. The 106 with vitamin E, hawthorn, and cayenne, for circulation and a healthy heartbeat. And all of the cardiovascular formulas will have a positive impact.
Now, the idea of using these formulas on a regular basis, when I first started using them, I was so much younger. I just started doing it because I liked all the information that was, and you got to figure that was 20 some odd years ago. You didn't have even close to the amount of scientific studies that you had today. But I came from a time when my grandmother would make us eat garlic. So, I mean, we had garlic smashed in olive oil, put on toast, and we had garlic in all the food that we were eating. And we had garlic was given medicinally. It was given for fun. It was given for palate. I mean, we had it so much of it. But, the social aspects of that were like, oy vey. So when I started doing my research at the very beginning of my career, when I found this, I thought to myself, this just makes better sense to me. And now I stay on it because I can't imagine not being on it.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree more. I think with raw, fresh garlic, I think most people, once again, probably eat it as a condiment to make their food taste better, irrespective of the health benefits that you would get from it. I think, once again, that's really the way people think. Half the population is scared of garlic because of the side effects and the odor, and the other half eats it, and then there's another percent of that actually understands the benefits from consuming a dose that is enough to have positive benefits on the body.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. This is such good information. And, when people are in this time of the year, I would say probably more than any other time, because it's a time of revamping and a time of maybe thinking, moving forward. Maybe I need to tune things in a little bit, or maybe it's time for me to start bringing some of these things in. I'm a year older. Now I've got some issues that I didn't have before, So I think to myself sometimes, are we ever really where we should be with our nutrition, or is it ever changing? And I finally have decided it's ever changing, because we're ever changing. So, I have people that'll write me a note and they'll say, I see that you added in the kyolic garlic to my list. And I'm like, I've been adding it in for years. I said, you just haven't done it yet. Now you're looking at it because now you've got some issues that maybe you'll start seeing some benefit with, but you're using it more now medicinally, which is fine, rather than preventively, that when I suggested it preventively, you didn't jump on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jeffrey, I mean, most of us are geared not towards prevention, and, we wait till something happens, then we do something about it. And I think your point is well taken, and, the reality is you need to do this all the time. You need to take care of yourself all the time. You can't turn it on and turn it off. You can't wait till you're sick to do something about it. If you really want to be healthy, you need to do it all the time.
I think so, too. And I think that makes really good sense. Next question. I was picking up my Kyolic at the store the other day, and I just heard your show, reminded me to pick it up, and a couple things I was out of that I was putting off, and I just decided that day I'm not putting it off. I picked up the blue label this time, number 106, for circulation, because that has become an issue for me. I've been using the green formula for years, and I decided to try something different. I know I've heard you say that the garlic, you're getting the benefit of the garlic in every formula. I'm just wondering, with this other one having cayenne before I start using it, should I take it before a meal, during a meal, with a meal, in the middle of the meal? Not that I'm sensitive, but I don't want heartburn.
Yeah, no, great question. And it's always better to be careful. And there are a lot of people that are sensitive to cayenne, of course. So I think, and we've had this conversation before, Jeffrey, my personal preference is to take things with or after a meal. And part of the reason is, you know, on an empty stomach, all you have is acid. All you have is hydrochloric acid, basically, in your stomach. You're acidic as you're going to be, and it's just a more difficult time for nutrients to pass through digestion to be able to absorb them. So I think once you eat, your pH goes up, you become less acidic, so it's just a better time to assimilate nutrients. But it's a personal preference. If you feel better doing it on an empty stomach, I would say power to you. No problem. Just for me, I prefer it with or after a meal.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I've done it both ways, don't get me wrong. But I think I would just rather put it in with all the other supplements.
Yeah, well, sometimes you don't have a choice.
No,
you know,
true.
Sometimes time is of the essence, and sometimes that's the way it is. You have to be able to, you know, to do that from time to time.
Here's a question that you may have answered already in the past. I heard your show today with Jay on the Kyolic. It's actually my first show that I've heard of yours, and I really, really enjoyed it. But I had a question. I know that you mentioned, and I've seen these in stores, and I'm new to Las Vegas, so I'm hoping that this Stay Healthy store carries them as well. I've used the green formula number 100 for many years, but somehow I've never seen that they had a liquid available. Maybe I never looked. Is this liquid better? Should I stay with my number 100? Is one better than the other? Is one get into my system more effectively? That's a great question.
Yeah, it is a great question. Once again, I would say personal preference. The liquid is the original formula. When we organically grow the garlic and we age it, and the original form is a liquid extract. And for people that aren't familiar with it, in the United States, typically liquid herbal extracts are sold in glass bottles with little rubber dropper tops. Well, Kyolic aged garlic extract liquid is an extract, but it's sold in a plastic bottle. It doesn't have a rubber dropper top. But we sell it in two different ways, where just a single bottle of liquid extract that you can, you know, put in your smoothie, on your food, and your beverage, as long as it's not hot. You can squirt it straight down your throat. It's great for that, too. It's just an acquired taste. But we also have it available with empty vegetarian caps, and you pull the capsule apart, fill it up with the liquid, put the capsule back together, and take it that way. Now, to answer the question, is it better? Through the 850 peer-reviewed papers that we've done it on many different formulas of Kyolic aged garlic extract and the liquid, and the results are the same. So to say one is better, we honestly can't do that. With a liquid, it would assimilate a bit quicker into the system. Your body still has to digest it. You still have to break it down, but it's just a little bit simpler process. So, you know, if you're looking at it that way, the liquid, but if you're happy with Formula 100, I would say continue.
Okay. No, that's really great. No, I appreciate that. I think a lot of us, you know, just want to pick the right thing. And, you know, I think once we decide to start getting healthy, you know, we don't want to go through the motions. We want to make sure we're using the right thing for us. But and that's why I really try to stress asking questions. You know, the chance of you grabbing something off a shelf that's going to be the right thing, heading you in the right direction you're trying to go, is probably small, but there's a chance you'll grab the right thing from some reading and things like that. But if you have the availability to talk to people with your questions, your lifestyle, your situations, to really narrow things down, you're going to be more successful on your journey because you're going to be able to, you know, get steered in the right direction. And I think that that's something that's commonly overlooked because, you know, Jay, some people think, you know, well, something's better than nothing and I'm too busy to ask a question.
Oh, well, no, I think it's absolutely imperative that you communicate with people and talk to people and do some research, and once again, if you don't ask, you're not going to know. Of course you can do it by trial and error. It's just going to take you a little longer to figure it out, but sometimes that's the better way for people to learn.
Yeah, no, I know. I think you're right. I really do.
We've talked about also, just back to the liquid versus the powdered extract question, the liquid has other uses that the powder and the capsules don't, from dropping it in your ears, mm-hmm. for topical uses, or things like that. So it's a bit more versatile than the powdered extract too.
I have to tell you, about 2 weeks ago, I had, I don't know what else. I just got the very beginning. I get allergies in the fall. I'm not a spring allergy person. I'm the fall allergy person. And started having a little bit of the warmness in my ear. And I'm thinking, I said, I'm not going there. And I came home and I put the Kyolic liquid garlic in my ear, laid on my left-hand side for a while. And then about an hour later, people always ask me why I do this. I did the other ear. And the reason I do both is because they have a tendency to jump from one to the other with me. So I'll hit them both. And then I took a big spoon of it and I added it to a little bit of applesauce. And then I just took it internally. And that was just it. And I did it again before bedtime. I woke up the next day, gone. And I mean, it was starting to get, well, you know, when your ear gets hot,
right?
You start to feel that sensation. And I'm like, I'm just not going there. I'm way too busy right now for an earache. Because with me, they're very debilitating. And I'm scared because, you know, I've only got a small amount of hearing, so I have to be very careful.
Right.
But I got to tell you, once again, to the rescue.
Yeah, that's great. You know, and it's one of those things that until you try it, you know, you really just don't know. And once you see the results, then you'll be a true believer.
Well, this next, it's more of a feedback than anything else, is on the same level. It says, Jeff, I just wanted to throw something at you guys and let you know, success level. I've never, ever, ever used the liquid Kyolic that I use in my diet in my ear. But I carry it with me as I travel all over the world. And traveling for 10 years, always carrying my liquid Kyolic garlic, I've never had a reason to use it. I landed in Japan, got to my hotel. Many people were sick on the long flight. In the middle of the night, I woke up, and I was not feeling well, and I had an earache. I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be awful. And then I remembered the garlic. So I put about 5 or 6 drops in that ear. About an hour later, I did the other ear. In the morning when I got up, I did it again, and I did it that evening. And the next day, it was gone. So you can add me to your list of successful earache people that have used the liquid garlic. I'm a huge believer. I loved it anyway, but I love it even more now.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's you know, just kind of unintended consequences, and you were able to take care of it, you know, nothing worse than getting sick when you're traveling.
You know, I think I've learned over the years that a lot of people will write me a letter and they'll say, you know, I've been listening to you for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And, you know, I just compile this information. And many times I've pulled from my little bag of tricks that I've learned from you. And then they'll say, I got a chance to try this that you've talked about that I've never tried. I had a letter and I just read it the other day and I can't pull it up right now. She said over the summer, they were on the East Coast and they were swimming in the ocean every single day. And she says, and her little one, about 7 years old, got an ear infection from the salt water. And she said, I didn't have a doctor out here. She said, so we made an appointment for the next day. And I remembered I had my garlic with me and I did both of his ears that night. And the next morning, the redness was gone. He had no more sensitivity and we didn't even end up having to go to the doctor. She said, I just want to say thank you that I'm glad that I listened because I put this stuff away. Hopefully that I won't need it, but glad when I do.
Yeah, no, that's great. Absolutely.
Yeah. Talking with Jay Levy today, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the show. It's always great when Jay is here. We're talking about the line of products from Kyolic. Of course, you can get all your products, everyday low prices at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. More of your great questions that have come into me coming up after the break. And remember, you can always email me at drjeffreyburke@gmail.com or do it at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. We'll be right back with Mr. Jay Levy. Don't go away.
is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, we're back. We're talking Kyolic today. Of course, the full line of products available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day. And remember, at Stay Healthy, it's a full service store. You can ask your questions. You can get the right answers. You can search from the highest quality products and the highest integrity products so you don't make mistakes. And all they carry is the best of the best in every category. And Kyolic Garlic, the best garlic available. So definitely check out this whole line of products from Kyolic every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So we're answering your questions that have come in, and some really good ones, actually. So we're going to continue with those. You're doing great, Jay. I love doing question and answer with you. All righty. This is a good one. Hey, Jeff, I heard you and Jay about a year ago talk about the Lucky 7. I picked it up at Stay Healthy. I've been using it every day. Since that point, it has been dramatically good for me in many different areas, including my energy and helping me with some erectile problems and a little bit of my libido area as well. I do take it with my Kyolic Garlic. So I've been on it about a year. I would never asked if I needed to rotate this. I've tried some testosterone supplements where they say to do it so many days on and so many days off. I didn't know if I had to do this with this, but I've done it every day for a year, and I'm starting to wonder maybe I should have stopped it, so I thought I would ask.
Yeah, no, great question, and always good to be careful. You know, we've talked about Lucky 7 many times, and one of the things that we both talk about that we like, you know, it's seven ingredients, and it's not a super high dosage of any particular nutrient. Mm-hmm. So to have to rotate, to have to go on and off, should be no problem. If that's the way you feel better trying it, I would say try it. But as far as the ingredients go, nothing in there is too high dosage. Nothing in there is unsafe at all. So should be no problem.
I do like that he mentioned that he was taking his garlic with it.
We've talked about that before on the show too, Jeffrey. It's probably the one ingredient. Maybe we should have named it Lucky 8 and put some aged garlic extract in it, because I'm with you. I think for circulation and just for overall general health, it would have been a great natural ingredient.
Alrighty, next question. Jeff, I am getting ready to start after the first of the year in a traveling position. I will be leaving the country probably 2 weeks gone, 1 week back, 2 weeks gone. I take a really good regimen right now. I know I've heard you talk about the immune formula from Kyolic. Would it be too much to add that in with my normal everyday routine? I get no garlic anywhere in my products.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, aged garlic extract is a foundational nutrient, and it should be thought of as just as important as your multiple vitamin, as fish oil, as probiotics. Absolutely, you should include it, and you will see benefits.
You know, I had a friend that is a flight attendant, and she was flying throughout the United States, and then she started flying on these long trips to countries like Japan and Korea and China and Russia, and she does a lot of those trips, and she started getting sick all the time. And she's a vegan. I mean, her diet is good. She's a marathon runner. Her body's perfect. No health problems at all. But she was getting sick mostly from being in an enclosed cabin with other people breathing germs. And she added in that 103 immune formula, and she flies with a team, and this team they fly together most of the time. So she's pretty much with like two different teams all the time of flight attendants. And she got every one of them on this last year. She bought them all a bottle for Christmas, and they've all been on it. And they said that it has been absolutely dramatically life-changing, because, you know, you fly over there, you're there for a turnaround. Sometimes you're there for 24 hours and you're sick and miserable. And then you're back on the flight for this long flight back. And they said, it's just awful. And you just can't get sick, you know, and then be able to work with the public, because it's just not healthy, and it's not healthy for them either. But they've become huge advocates of your number 103, the immune Kyolic formula. And, you know, I forgot to bring that up the last time, but there you go.
Yep, no, great, great story. And, you know, can you imagine being a flight attendant or a pilot and being sick? You know, no, it would be miserable. Absolutely.
It would be miserable. I don't know if we addressed this one the last time we were together, but I think it's appropriate now because of people eating a lot of sugar, eating a lot of carbs. It says, my candida has flared up again. I started the diet, Jeff, that you gave me many years ago, which is basically chicken, fish, green vegetables, and water. And that's about all I'm eating. I'm not putting any sugar, no chemicals, everything organic, everything free range, and plenty of water throughout the day. I'm taking my supplements, and I'm going back to pick up that Kyolic, the Candida Cleanse. I'm older than I was the last time. Last time, I remember I took six a day for a month, and I was able to clear everything up. I also took their Chiodophilus and some other things within the line. I'm just wondering, is this still the same protocol that you recommend?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, we've had this conversation many times, too. If you want to see quick results, then to take a little heavier dose, absolutely recommended and absolutely safe. We actually recommend two twice daily of the 102 formula, so however you want to consume them. But if you have an acute case of candida and want to, up the dose a little bit, perfectly safe and recommended.
Yeah, I think so, too. I remember when this was, you know, and I'm sure it's got to be still an issue that is heavily out there, whether it's not being talked about or do you remember the time when candida was talked about all the time?
Oh, I think it's worse now than ever,
so.
Jeffrey. But yeah, the word candida is certainly not talked about anymore. But there are so many other diagnosed autoimmune issues and things that people are having that, you know, from an unhealthy diet, that it's probably just a little more difficult to pinpoint one, you know, yeast problem in the blood. You know, people that are unhealthy, unfortunately, typically have multiple things, the matter.
You know, I had a friend of mine that went to a clinic where they were analyzing all the food and checking food allergies, and he spent a month there on rotating of foods and left there at the end of the month and truly did not leave with much information and came back, and he said, did you ever talk about using like chicken and broiled fish and broccoli or green vegetables and water for a month just to let your system rest from allergies? And I said, yeah, I've talked about that before. He said, I'm going to try that. He goes, I just spent a month at a clinic and I got absolutely no success. And I knew he had candida and I recommended the candida formula. I recommended a good multiple, a probiotic, all the stuff that you and I would recommend. And at the end of 30 days, he was so much better than he had been in years. And I told him, I said, now you have to listen to your body. I said, you have to bring maybe one food group in at a time. I said, but just do not bring in the junk, the sugar, the fast food, anything white, except for plain yogurt with no sugar and cauliflower. And he did that, and he brought in a decent amount of food, and he said, I'm stopping. He said, I've got plenty of foods to choose from here. He goes, why rock the boat? He goes, I haven't had a symptom now in 3 months. And it's amazing how eating for survival has also been our downfall.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just all the package processed food and all. You know, if we went to a simpler diet like you recommend, you know, it sure would have be easier and have a more recognizable impact on these health issues.
I think the problem is that they learned how to make really unhealthy, terrible food taste good. And I have people tell me all the time, they'll say, I swear to God, I say I'm going to stop doing this and I'm going to stop doing it. And then I pass it and I'll go. He goes, I've been known to turn around and go back to a fast food restaurant because I got that craving on my palate. And I said, you know, it's kind of like a drug. And they're like, it is a drug.
Yep.
And I think it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know, you know, at this time of year, there are going to be more snacks and cakes and cookies and chocolates and stuff. And, you know, you shouldn't. I'm of the opinion that you should have a little bit. You know,
yeah.
Just try to keep it under control and don't deny yourself, you know, everything. Just try to keep it under control.
You know, we've never talked about in this question, you know, this lady, she says, I try to take everything to slow down the aging process and to keep my skin healthy. And I use the best oils on my skin. My diet is good. I steam. I exercise. I do everything right. I picked up the number 105 formula from the Kyolic this time around. I've never used this one, but I picked it up because it does detox and anti-aging. This one, I think, would probably be the best for me for what I'm trying to do. Anything you can tell me about it?
Yeah, well, it is the detox and anti-aging formula, and it's basically our antioxidant formula. So, you know, antioxidants are one thing that has been shown, you know, to keep you healthy and you know, keep you from aging prematurely. It's a combination of aged garlic extract, beta-carotene, vitamin E, vitamin C, selenium, green tea, milk thistle, glutathione, pine bark, grapeseed. And, you know, we know from the research that aged garlic extract helps the liver and the body to produce glutathione. And glutathione is, you know, probably the most potent antioxidant, and the body produces it. So if you're healthy and producing it, you know, you got a better chance of aging better.
All righty. This is a new one. It just came in. I said, I know that you're answering questions from things that have sent in, but I have a quick question. I make my kids every morning smoothies. They're ages 7, 8, and 11. And I make the smoothies. They help me in the morning. Can I put this liquid garlic in their smoothie? Will they taste it? Because they're really, really palate sensitive. I want to put it in because I know it'd be good for them. Have you heard of people adding it to smoothies?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great addition to a smoothie. You should make it an addition to the smoothie. I would experiment with it, taste it yourself to make sure that you're not adding too much to affect the taste. I don't really think you will. I mean, it's according to all the other ingredients that you're putting in there. And smoothies, you know, people have a lot of different ideas about smoothies, too. You know, if you're talking about chocolate milk and chocolate and ice cream in a smoothie, that's different than, you know, a smoothie that's basically fruit and veggie based.
Oh, very true, very true. I like the idea, the hint to try it, you know, and see how you do it. If you can't taste it, chances are they won't be able to taste
exactly.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me see, another question. Jeff, I was traveling and I picked up parasites and I came back to the country, went to my doctor who's very proactive and progressive, and he put me on a mono diet, green vegetables, fish, healthy oils, and wanted me to use that. So I did that for 30 days and he recommended that I take the Kyolic garlic, and it made a dramatic difference. It seemed like getting rid of every ounce of the sugar in my diet and the Kyolic being something that the parasites did not like, got everything back under control again. So just a big thank you. Please pass it on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, just a little addition to that. You know, it's really not the aged garlic extract, the Kyolic, that's doing the work. It's the Kyolic aged garlic extract enhancing the body to do the work, and that's what you want. You want your body's own natural defenses to protect you.
You know, I have a friend and two of her sons went over to South America and they did the Peace Corps. And now her sister's two boys are going to South Africa and they're going to be doing the Peace Corps for like 9 months. And I gave them my recommendations for probiotics and a multiple vitamin and a good supply of the Kyolic garlic for each of them for the whole time. I said, you know, make sure that I said, because they're going to be eating different foods, drinking different water in different environments, and they're going to get sick. It's just it's a guarantee when they start eating all these people's diets that they've never eaten before. And their body is like, what is this? So I recommended the same protocol for her too. I said, you know, let's be safe than sorry. I said, give them a supply of everything so you're not having to send it. And I guess they're going to be staying in a place that is air conditioned. So I asked that. So if they're going to be exposed to the heat, but they're going to follow the same protocol as their sister's boys did. And they did wonderful. And people around them, the other missionaries, were dropping like flies.
Wow. Yeah,
but they didn't.
You know, interestingly enough, we have distribution of Kyolic aged garlic extract in South Africa, in Kenya, in Nigeria. You know, of course, they could be going many different places. So
I guess they're going somewhere where it's very tribal, very rural. And to be able to work with this one area, they actually have to go through like a sweat lodge, and they have to almost clean their body before they're allowed into the village.
Wow.
So very, very, you know, they're very protective of outsiders. But no matter how you clean your system to go in there, you're going to be eating their diet when you get there, and your body might be like, what is this?
Yeah,
I'd rather have them a little bit more prepared. So that's good to know. I didn't know you had distribution there. I know you're all around the world.
Yeah, 50 countries worldwide.
Wow. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to say in closing, my friend?
Well, you know, I think it's really just the things that we need to remember. Like we started off with the monologue, enjoy the holidays, make sure that that's important, but don't forget. You know, to take care of yourself. And if you're thinking about doing it, if you haven't really done it before, you've done it before and you're kind of off the wagon, now's the time to get back on. There's no easier time than doing it right now. once you start seeing some benefits, you'll become more enthusiastic about it. You'll want to do it more. And, you know, it's just better to take care of yourself.
I agree 100%. And I can't believe I'm going to say this to you. Have a happy holiday season, and I'll see you in the new year. I can't believe it's that time already.
Yeah, no, thank you, Jeffrey. It's always a pleasure, and look forward to being on the show.
Be well, my friend, and have your family have a happy, healthy holiday.
Thank you so much.
My guest today, Jay Levy, representing Kyolic, another year in the books with Kyolic and my friend Jay. As you can tell, he's enlightening, informative, fun to listen to, and always brings such great information. You know, I've been very blessed over the years to have the best guest in the industry, and, you know, I've really tried to put ourselves into a category where what you're getting to listen to is the best of the best. And when you've been doing this for 38 years now, you've been able to realize that I've been lucky enough to create these great relationships, because there's a lot of companies out there that I like, and then there's a lot of companies that I love, and there's a lot of companies that I think probably need some work before they get into my like category. But you'll never hear me say anything bad about any of the companies in my industry, because I think they're all trying to get good information to us, the consumer. But the companies that I know are doing it right, that are putting the good quality products on the shelves that stay healthy and are taking the time to do their research and have their studies done and update their products and make them better and more digestible and more available to ourselves, and making sure that us problematic people with poor digestion are getting the most out of the products, those are the companies I like to talk about. And if you've been listening to me for a long time, many of you have been listening to me, some of you up to almost the whole time I've been on the air. And it's wonderful, because now I talk with your kids and your kids' kids. So it's a great thing to always have great information and pass it on. So check out all the products from Kyolic Garlic at Stay Healthy. Ask them any questions you have. They can always help you. It is the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection of only the best of the best. You know, when you decide to get healthy and you try to head in the healthier direction, you want the best. You want to be able to see a change, see a difference. You don't want to just go through the motions and take something just to take something. That's not going to get you anywhere. But having these dialogues, having these conversations with these amazing people that Stay Healthy, I got to tell you, it's going to be awesome for you. And whether you're doing it now for the very first time, or you slid off the wagon and tucked and ran and rolled and ran away after you fell off the wagon, welcome back to getting healthy. It's never too late to restart up a program. Don't overwhelm yourself, and let them help you Stay Healthy, get it all set up so that next year will be your healthiest year ever. And as you get to that time of the year, remember, the only resolution you need to make is the one to yourself, to just be better to yourself next year than you were this year, because that is a resolution that everyone can satisfy. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print yourself a coupon to use on your next purchase at the store, and leave your email address on the webpage. Start getting those great newsletters. They're well worth your time and energy. And you'll be able to get some great benefit from that as well. Stay Healthy, oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. In their fourth decade and longevity, there is definitely something to be said for that. Remember, tuning into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, would be awesome to have you here for the live show. But let's face it, we're busy. We're on the go. So how about on-demand podcast? Yep, we've got those available, courtesy of my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting. All of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon, download the podcast when it's convenient for you. Don't forget to check out Kyolic at Stay Healthy. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.